Chapter 28, Location, The Ricky Review with Michael. Nimbus hovered outside of Michael's office, waiting to see the Archangel. His mind was racing as he reviewed his last assignment, the Floyd and Ricky show. He knew he had a lot of explaining to do and would try not to be defensive like the boxers. After all, he always felt better about the things he had learned from each mission. He would try and focus on that. Suddenly, Nimbus stopped his thought. A flash of aha came into his awareness. The action of Ricky not changing made him react and change into something he was never going to be or do. "I used force, not reason," he said. "Control, not cooperation." But was Ricky ever going to change? Why was I so bent on him changing? Why did I change into this destructive cumulus cloud just to get my way? Oh, he made me so mad. I am capable of being a Ricky. Why? Oh, there I go again with all the whys. He remembered his father saying, "You are a cumulus, Nimbus. You can't change who you are." But Nimbus was changing. Almost every assignment changed him radically. And he knew he wasn't finished yet. He just thought he needed a different kind of assignment. Something that would really make him understand what a human being feels like. Maybe he needed to be a human being after all. Could Archangel Michael make him human? Nimbus waited in his usual spot outside of Archangel Michael's office.
"Sorry to keep you waiting, Nimbus," Michael said, jerking the door open too quickly and causing Nimbus to be sucked through the doorway, dissipating around the room.
"I had forgotten you were out there waiting for me. I've so much on my mind these days."
Oh, I do apologize for the intrusion, but it's very important for you to consider my new idea before you give me a new assignment," Nimbus said as he was pulling himself back together.
"Well, the Archangel position has already been filled," Michael said, smiling.
Nimbus hesitated, then smiled. I didn't know there was an opening, or I would have applied," he said, teasing back.
"What's on your mind, my friend?"
Nimbus always choked up when he heard Michael call him his friend. He looked at Michael and smiled. "I've learned something very valuable with this last assignment. I thought I would explain and share it with you."
Sounds profound. I better sit down."
Nimbus formed himself into a baby crib mattress. It always helped him relax. "Well, I learned that no matter how I disguise myself, no matter how many people I help as a cloud angel, and no matter what the outcome, I still am Nimbus the Cloud, and a cumulonimbus cloud at that."
"Well, and what does that mean to you now?"
Michael asked, leaning back in his chair. "I need the kind of assignment that will really help me understand the human being."
"Which would be?"
"I need to be a human being."
Michael
said. He paused and replayed the events of Nimbus's last assignment in his mind.
"Maybe just a vacation is in order," he added, studying Nimbus.
"I was too powerful with Ricky. I've been afraid of my power, but when I was so mad and so upset with him, I found it easy to use the cumulo way." "Too easy." Nimbus noticed his mattress was inflating. He looked away from Michael and took a deep cleansing breath. "I was terrible to him, but couldn't believe how much I thought he deserved it. I actually liked the way it made me feel. I had become Nitronimbus."
Okay. And?"
"Well, I wanted to be kind and gentle like my mom, but it just goes without saying, even though I am saying what I'm saying." Nimbus took another breath. "I'm more like my dad after all."
"Well, what brought all this on?"
Michael's voice was soft and soothing.
"I happen to think you are a kind and gentle soul, not to mention omnipotent. But this omnipotence is what seems to be scaring you. Do you think you can't be both compassionate and powerful?"
Nimbus didn't know what to say.
"It's a balance, Nimbus.
It's knowing how to use your power and influence, but with kind consideration. That can only happen from experience to gain wisdom. Isn't that what all this training is about? I must not be learning them because I really wasn't acting like an angel associate. How's that? Michael leaned forward in his chair, putting his elbows on his desk. You know what I did and how I handled Ricky?
Yes, you chose that option. And it appeared to you that you didn't have any other choice in your situation. He certainly put you to the test, and actually, I thought you were pretty under control with his extreme behavior. Those lightning strikes were well aimed.
But I could have killed him, Nimbus whined and looked out the window.
But you didn't. Listen, Nimbus, here's the best part.
Hey, look at me and pay attention, Michael said and waited until Nimbus was fully present.
What you learned was that most people can't be helped unless they call on you first.
Michael tapped his index finger on his desk and added,
And Ricky didn't ask for your help, did he?
No, but Floyd did, and I wanted to keep my promise.
Was it your business to make such a promise?
Wasn't it?
You were supposed to support Floyd in his passing because he did ask for help. But after he passed, it was really out of your authority.
Seriously? Nimbus said with wide eyes glaring through his blue glasses. Then everything I did after his death was a waste?
He pulled himself into a ball.
Nimbus, experience is never a waste.
Getting involved with Ricky happened to bring out the worst in you. Is this ringing a bell? Michael leaned back in his chair again.
Yeah, Anvil and his gang, Nimbus said. You fly with the crows, you get shot with the crows.
Well, not exactly the same scenario, but still ending up swimming, or should I say floating in negative energy. Ricky was a negative energy and pulled you into his swamp.
I had to take control, or I would have drowned, right?
It's always a choice, Michael said. You get to choose what type of energy you want to be in. Only the strongest and most experienced angels can help the Ricky types that might change.
But I thought I could help him see what he was doing, Nimbus said. Was I being arrogant?
For you, Nimbus, no. Maybe just inexperienced, Michael said with a gentle smile. Let me give you some words of wisdom that will maybe make more sense.
Okay, Nimbus said, reshaping back into his baby crib mattress as if he was going to be there for a while.
You can't help human beings who don't want to be helped.
Why don't they want to be helped?
Because some have a challenging childhood from their earliest negative experiences. Then throughout their lives, they create a belief system that they are unworthy, which leads to not loving themselves.
Michael stood up from his desk.
Most are not aware of this and play a similar scenario of their past over and over, reliving and retelling what then becomes a fractured misrepresentation of their story. Are you with me so far?
The story of their past becomes distorted?
Yes. And until they become aware of this and find a way to look at it honestly, however they choose to do so, they can never let it go. Thus, they become all parts of their drama to keep the scary feelings away. Some never have the courage to look at who they really are underneath all their pain. They don't realize that they are beautiful souls just learning. No judgment, no punishment, just what they do to themselves. So they remain victims, which is actually very powerful, as you got to experience with Ricky.
Ricky was a victim? But isn't it our job to help them see the truth and how worthy they are and to help them learn to love themselves?
Ah, that is something that has perplexed the angels for millenniums.
There has got to be a way. I'm thinking perseverance.
Maybe it's enlightenment, Michael said as he moved to his window and seemed to become lost in his gazing.
Well, what is enlightenment again? Nimbus asked. He waited patiently for an answer.
It's a transformation starting in the brain of consciousness. That is why they have so many lifetimes to enlightenment.
You mean rebooting back through the veil of forgetfulness? Nimbus asked, floating over to the window.
I don't think Western religion sells that one. Well, they have their reasons.
Yeah.
Nimbus, you take some time off and go see your family. Then come see me again.
Michael escorted Nimbus to the door.
And don't think too hard about this one. Just get some rest.
Is this a this too shall pass scenario?
You are wise, Nimbus. It will all start to make sense as experience lays more bricks in your foundation. You just are getting started,
Michael said, opening the door.
Go home and give yourself a break.
I do need a break. Thank you, Michael.
It's always a pleasure.
As Nimbus floated home, he pondered over the past events. You never know what's going to happen with each assignment. You can't exactly skip the experience once you are involved. How it was easy with Esmeralda and Taylor. Well, it feels that way now. Kids seem to just get it faster. But then I only had two experiences with kids. I hear teenagers are another story.
Nimbus slowed, then stopped.
I get it. Each experience is a block of my foundation. My foundation.
He hovered, then looked around to get his sense of direction, and then moved on.
I just hope with every brick I have enough mortar to hold me together.